This is Mercury Control. We have confirmation of the retro rocket firing of the Aurora 7 spacecraft. Astronaut Carpenter is in voice contact with Alan Shepard at our California tracking station. The retros apparently have fired properly, and the reentry process has begun. This is Mercury Control. This is Mercury Control. Astronaut Scott Carpenter is still in contact with Alan Shepard in the California station. He has reported that his periscope did retract, and he is now about to assume the proper reentry attitude. We established contact with our Guaymas tracking station at 12:22 Eastern Standard Time. This is Mercury Control. This is Mercury Control. Astronaut Scott Carpenter in the Aurora 7 spacecraft has now made contact with our tracking station in Texas at 12:24 Eastern Standard Time and is in fact passing across the lower portion of the United States about the northern border of Texas. He has been advised to assume reentry attitude using making maximum economy of fuel and exercise close surveillance of his attitude system. His fuel supply is low. The attitude system is working, however. He is on fly-by-wire at this time. This is Mercury Control. This is Mercury Control. The Aurora 7 spacecraft just made contact with the Cape Canaveral Communications Center. Astronaut Gus Grissom is in voice contact with Scott Carpenter in flight. Time of the contact was 12:26 Eastern Standard Time. The Aurora 7 spacecraft will encounter its densest atmosphere and highest G loadings off the east coast of the United States. At this time, the spacecraft is crossing the Gulf of Mexico on its reentry track. This is Mercury Control. This is Mercury Control. Our data at this time indicates that it is distinctly possible that the Aurora 7 spacecraft may land considerably longer downrange than it was planned. Our present estimate of his landing point may go as far as 200 miles downrange. For that reason, we feel that his ionization period now is over, but he has exceeded the range of our transmission equipment here at Cape Canaveral. We are diverting aircraft into the area, both for the purpose of reestablishing communications and effecting a rescue operation. This is Mercury Control. This is Mercury Control. We are still working at establishing contact with the Aurora 7 spacecraft. On the basis of our computations at this time, we estimate the spacecraft has already landed, and we estimate that it has landed 200 miles long. We will not be able to confirm these times, however, until we get data. The nearest aircraft, is approximately 120 miles from the landing point of the spacecraft and is on the way to the scene at this time. It is an SC-54 Air Force rescue airplane with a team of paramedic rescue experts aboard. It is currently our plan to jump the rescue people on the scene near the spacecraft. This is Mercury Control.
Here on the USS Intrepid, every face wears a frown. There's a great deal of concern for astronaut Carpenter, inasmuch as no contact has yet been reported from Cape Canaveral. Cameramen are folding up their gear, that is, Navy photographers. Some of the news media photographers are standing by in their position. The Marine helicopters have returned to the Intrepid, as have the Intrepid's own jet helicopters. But everywhere, as I said a moment ago, there is a look of disappointment as people fold up and go below. The ship itself is steaming at top speed toward the area where astronaut Carpenter is believed to be located at the moment. We could get there in about the same time as the other destroyers, but right now everybody's concern is for the astronaut. If other rescuers get there first, wonderful. This is Joe Campbell aboard the USS Intrepid, about 800 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral.
This is Mercury Control. We have just received a report through our recovery operations branch that an aircraft in the landing area has sighted the spacecraft and has sighted a life raft with a gentleman by the name of Carpenter riding in it.
Oh, boy!
Scott Carpenter has been sighted in his life raft alongside of his spacecraft in the landing zone. This is Mercury Control standing by.